Starting tomorrow, Springer Market Square will be transformed by Spirit of Winter, a new downtown BIA event in collaboration with local artists. Spirit of Winter is a new event in the heart of downtown, running from February 1st to 17th. With features including an enchanted forest to stroll through, fire pits, free horse-drawn wagon rides, and skating. Jaylene Cardinal and Dakota Ward are Cree artists who have been based in Kingston since 2014, establishing their business WC Creatives, which offers native jewelry, crafts, fashion, and art. Their story, The Bear in Me, will be central to Spirit of Winter, being told in English, French, Cree, and Ojibwe with video projections on City Hall and the Bank of Montreal throughout every evening until February 17th. Cardinal and Ward stopped by CFRC to discuss The Bear in Me and its place in Spirit of Winter.
To start us off, I was wondering if you could just get into how this collaboration with the BIA kind of came to be.
Well, it actually started out with a piece that we did in 2023 with Wawateg, and it was to showcase Indigenous stories, Indigenous language, and art, because in our culture, what we do in the winter times is share stories. And it kind of grew from there. The story that Dakota wrote was it was very cute.
Yeah, no, I just wrote a story that speaks on the differences in the nature of certain beings that regarded to winter. And I wanted to sort of spread a message of understanding the differences of someone else sort of thing, to show how we all see things differently and we all respond to things differently. And if we give each other a chance to understand each other, even something as far as a cardinal to a bear could still get along and understand and grow each other mentally and spiritually.
You gave us a bit of a preview there, but I was wondering if you could dive a bit deeper into The Bear in Me and the process of putting that story together.
Yeah, well, the process was really like, I do a lot of writing at home as like a script writer or just poetry, rap songs, all kinds of stuff. So I sat down and I just really wanted to write something that represented me and Jaylene, because they always say, write what you know best. So my mother used to always call me Coda Bear. So I decided, oh, a bear, right? And then Jaylene's last name is Cardinal. So I decided a cardinal. And then I kind of bounced off that. And then the message we're always trying to, well, me and her as individuals, we're always trying to learn from any culture we can. You know, we're kind of like the cardinal learning from the bear a lot of the times. We're could be Ojibwe, Mohawk, you know, Cree. It doesn't matter. And just every culture along the board. So we like to be like that. So that's what I wanted to express, that understanding everyone's differences, because that's what makes us stronger as people, you know, because we're not just the culture or the race that we are, we're humanity. So that's what I was trying to express.
Mm-hmm. And then his story also, it opens the door for other people to understand the way we think, you know, our culture, our teaching, certain things. So we're just kind of opening a door there for open-mindedness.
For us as people, like individuals ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And this is by all means a multimedia project. I was wondering if you could speak about the process of putting all those different pieces together.
Yes, yeah, so we're actually working with a company out of Toronto called Ava Animations. And the whole process has been really, really amazing to see just a piece of art, a simple piece of art, come to life, the movements, the personalities, you know, all of my elements of my painting come to life. It's been really, really awesome.
Really fun to watch, yes.
They did an amazing job.
For sure. And then there's the audio element as well. Did you record it? Did you have voice actors?
Yeah. So I tried to make the music myself. And then I realized, like with a software program. And then I realized, you know what? No, this needs real instruments, you know, real people playing it to bring that humanity to it. So I got my business partner, Michael, and my son, who has always been good at playing guitar. Ever since he picked one up, he could play it. And Michael can play like, I don't know how many instruments. So I connected these guys together and I sat there with them and sort of just gave them the feel of what my story was about. It was supposed to be a very heavily cute kind of vibe. And they sat there and we all just kind of made the music together and did it in the most creative way we could.
And what does it mean for you guys to have this project be front and center right in Springer Market Square for the next few weeks?
Oh my God. Well, it means a lot to me personally because I was born here in Kingston. I grew up in Edmonton, but ever since I moved back to Kingston, it was like a full circle effect. And so many, it's like my dreams are just kind of coming true. So I just gained this courage to just sort of chase it. And me and Jaylene do that together. So not only does that help us as people, but in our relationship as well. So for me personally, when I see something like that be projected to hopefully thousands of people, it's like the power of the work that we put in, but also the people that we are, you know, because for a lot of times I felt powerless as a person growing up, not just in, as an Indigenous person, but also just as a person in general. I didn't have a lot of confidence. So things like this for me personally just blow me through the roof. I don't really have too many words for it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It means a lot to me too, because I didn't really grow up with my culture. And, you know, seeing this on something as big as the City Hall is like just heart filling. Also, too, just hearing there's going to be traditional language along with it. Mm-hmm. Hearing those, you know, those words is really, it just lifts my heart up so much.
It's true. And I didn't grow up too like traditional myself. So we're kind of students at the whole thing. That's why I said we like to learn about all kinds of different cultures, because we kind of just grew up how we were. Like the only culture we had was from our neighborhoods and our friends, you know, in Edmonton. So we're taking this chance to learn and evolve as people, but at the same time express it to everybody else so that they can hopefully evolve and learn alongside us, because we're right there with them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then also too, there's been a couple comments of people who've seen the promo and stuff and them saying how happy and proud they are that their culture and their language is being shared. Mm-hmm. Really, that's amazing in itself.
That's very important to us, yes.
Mm-hmm. And you guys have the big opening event this weekend. What are you looking forward to? What are you hoping folks can take away from that?
I'm hoping that they're gonna walk away with an open heart and just feeling connected.
Yeah, I'm hoping the families go down there and they just have a really nice magical evening and enjoy winter when it's, you know, in its coldest, and everyone just has a moment that they remember. And if there's anything I hope they take away from the story and the artwork is to show that, you know, reconciliation is a bridge that's built by two different people, and they just need to give each other the chance to cross it. And yeah, that's all I hope for.
And where can folks find you guys and all your projects, all the art you're doing?
So we usually just work from online. We do projects from Toronto and Ottawa, but I would say online would be the best way.
Yeah, Facebook, our Facebook page. We're mm-hmm. working on a website right now. And but yeah, Facebook, WC Creatives. Check us out. Follow us there. Instagram. Yeah, we're always doing something new, so you never know what to expect. It's not always just paintings. We do all kinds of stuff, from movies to music to, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It'll we like to keep it interesting because we get bored ourselves.
Once again, that was local artists Dakota Ward and Jaylene Cardinal, whose story The Bear and Me will be featured in Springer Market Square until February 17th. As Cardinal and Ward mentioned, the launch of Spirit of Winter tomorrow will also be the debut of The Bear and Me, with traditional greetings and a smudging ceremony led by the Indigenous community and remarks from federal and municipal leaders accompanying the display. Jan McDonald with the Downtown BIA also spoke with CFRC about Spirit of Winter as a whole.
Where did this idea for Spirit of Winter come from?
So we used to, years ago, have a winter festival called Feb Fest, which was very popular and ran for years and years and years. Over the last couple of years, especially since COVID, we've had sort of a difficult time with weather. So, you know, we would sort of plan weather activities and then, you know, the rink would go down or we would get, you know, warmer temperatures and we couldn't keep snow. And so what we were doing was kind of looking for something that was a bit weatherproof so that we could still have, you know, sort of a fun winter festival, but we weren't so much relying on, you know, ice and snow and that sort of thing. So we started looking at light festivals, which are very, very popular in Europe. And that's kind, we sort of kept that in our back pocket for a long time. And then when we were lucky enough to receive grant funding from the federal government, we were like, okay, this is the time. So that's sort of how it all started.
Mm-hmm. And as you mentioned at the start there, this month is usually quite quiet for Kingston. What are you hoping this project brings to downtown?
I think, you know, like anyone else this time of year, we're a little bit housebound. We're looking for things to get us out. We're feeling a little bit claustrophobic. We need a reason to get out. And I think that this is a beautiful opportunity to just, you know, get out of the house, get downtown, embrace the fact that we're, you know, we're living in, you know, a colder climate, but it can be actually really beautiful. And so, you know, we really just wanted, you know, something that people could sort of celebrate, get them downtown, you know, get them around a fire pit or on the ice skating. And then they've got the backdrop of this a beautiful, beautiful story. So, I mean, definitely that was sort of the motivation was, you know, Kingston still has a lot to offer and downtown Kingston still has a lot to offer, even, you know, in those seasons when it's not sort of heavy tourists. So,
Yeah. And you have your opening event this weekend. What are you looking forward to there?
Yeah, it's going to be beautiful. So, yeah, it starts at 6:15 on Saturday evening. So we're working with the local Indigenous community, and they are going to be doing a lot of sort of ceremonial things with the opening. So we've got, you know, a smudging ceremony. We've got music and dance and Indigenous food. And then the premiere of The Bear and Me, which is the story that will be projected onto City Hall and the Bank of Montreal, will be sort of the culmination of the night. And we're going to be seeing it in four languages. So it'll be screened in Cree, Ojibwe, French, and English. And then from there, the regular rotation will happen. But I think it's just going to be like a beautiful night.
This has been Christina Laurie with CFRC News, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative.